Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 7, just verse 15 today. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. We'll go on to look at the rest of this paragraph tomorrow, some more of it tomorrow, but here he warns about false prophets, and this is something we need to take seriously, even though we might think, well, we're aware of false teaching and false doctrine, and we don't need to worry about that. That was a first century thing, or even an old covenant thing. It's warned about in Deuteronomy chapter 13 and Jeremiah 23. But it didn't take long until the early church was in need of this warning. 2 Peter 2 verse 1, there will be false prophets among you. Or 1 John chapter 4 verse 1, don't believe every spirit, he writes, but test the spirits to see if they are from God. And Revelation 2 verse 20, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel who calls herself a prophet. By her teaching, she misleads my servants. What kind of things might a false prophet be trying to persuade us of? Well, perhaps the answer there is the context. Verses 13 and 14 we looked at yesterday about the narrow gate and the narrow road. It seems that false prophets make the Christian life easier. Now, as we grow in Christ, we'd hope that our Christian life will become more peace-filled, more joyful, but not necessarily easier. In our prayer time today, perhaps a good thing to pray about is the desire to have a stout heart that will cope with and handle the challenges of the Christian life, whilst also growing at the same time in peace and joy. We don't need an easy life, we need a Christ-filled life. Let's not listen to the false prophets, sometimes even in our own head, that say, come on, let's have an easier life. That's not life to the full, and that's not a life devoted to and gloriously in harmony with the heart of God. Let's pray today to be alert to the voices of the false prophets, whether external or internal. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.